All right. We are back once again live on the Dory on Purpose show. And I know I say this every day, but boy, do we have a show for you today. I'm going to try my very best to behave myself, and I'm going to try not to get emotional, but this one is personal. This one is personal, you guys, as I introduce my mentor, my sister, my friend, my confidant. What else can I call you? Sometimes she can be a little bit annoying because she makes me do things that I don't want to do in times I don't want to do it. But I'd like to introduce to the world, as my good friend Cynthia calls her, the CEO of the world, Mrs. Valencia Pomfill. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dory on Purpose show. How are you today?
I am just utterly excited. I am thrilled. I am just impressed with Miss Dory Ray, and I feel blessed to be able to be on this platform that she has designed. I am beyond impressed with who she is. You know what's interesting to me? Dory calls me her mentor. You have no idea how much I'm learning from Miss Dory Ray. And so it is a privilege and a pleasure, or as they say, a plum pleasing pleasure to be here and be able to share whatever it is that you want me to share.
You're not going to have me grinning like this the whole time. I feel like a big kid, but we're going to get right into the show because there's so much to talk about with Mrs. Pomfill. I'm going to bring her up to the screen like we always do as we're celebrating this month, her story. We are lifting the female entrepreneur because guess what? We do it all, Ms. Pomfill. Ms. Pomfill, we bring home the bacon, we fry it up in the pan, but I know I can't say this around you.
You never let him forget he's a man. Say the whole thing.
No, Ms. Pomfill. Oh my God, Sellers. You have to behave yourself. Let me read to you her bio, guys. And you all know I read the bio because I don't want to miss anything. So Valencia is a very successful multimillionaire entrepreneur. She was nominated for and received the award as Founder Entrepreneur of the Year by the Women World Awards in 2016. Valencia's success as an entrepreneur is an inspiration to all. Her vision and strategy of teamwork and mentorship have allowed her to pave a path of success for many to follow. She was born and raised in the public housing units of Brooklyn. Valencia Slade Pomfill came from humble beginnings. Despite early financial hardship, Valencia learned work ethic from her educator mother and entrepreneur father. She stepped into the professional world as a banker for J.P. Morgan on Wall Street. After being exposed to direct sales / network marketing by some millionaire mentors, Valencia decided to begin her entrepreneurial career. She has been successful and reached the top positions of 3 companies. She really caught her stride within the health and wellness industry. Together with her business partners, Valencia has established one of the largest organizations called the Making a Difference Team, affectionately known as the MAD Team. This organization consists of thousands of individuals and has earned both Valencia millions of dollars in revenue. Valencia organized a nonprofit program for youth from ages 13 to 18 called the Junior MAD Team to help youth discover their talents in entrepreneurship. Valencia has been featured in national publications and was profiled by best-selling author Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective Network Marketing Professionals. She has taken her experience, chronicled every step, and now teaches others how to achieve financial freedom. So without further ado, let me introduce the indomitable Mrs. Valencia Pomfill. I am so honored to have you here. And I have so many questions for you, most of which I already know the answers to, because I have been walking by your side Well, Aaliyah's 29, almost 30, so it has to be over 25 years that you have been holding my hand. I tell you guys, I want to make this abundantly clear. The Dory Ray that you know in network marketing today is a result of what I was taught by this lady right here in the Making a Difference team, the professionalism, the etiquette. I mean, anything that I know how to do, presentations, edification. I mean, all the foundations of network marketing, I learned it from this young lady right here. And she loved me so much that when I was ready to take my wings and fly, she allowed me to break out and go find out who I was. And we were able to bring it back together as we are planning to do some really big things together in the future. So I really adore and love you for that. But I want the audience to get to know you like I do. So let's start with the first question that I ask everybody. Why did you decide? I know you had the great banking career, and I want you to talk a little bit about that. Why did you decide to become an entrepreneur?
Pain. You know, the thing that makes all of us do something different is we have to be in a situation where what we're doing becomes painful. So I was working, as Dory said, I was working on Wall Street in New York City, and I loved my job. And if you had told me that I wouldn't retire from J.P. Morgan, I would have called you a liar back then, but something happened. J.P. Morgan decided to move operations before they merged with Chase down to the state of Delaware. Now, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I had an opportunity to relocate with J.P. Morgan, and I was so thrilled to get out of that cement jungle. I tell everybody the idea of having a home that wasn't attached to other homes, to be able to have grass growing around me. I mean, the idea thrilled me. So my husband and I, who I met at JP Morgan, we had a home built and we moved to Delaware. And I thought life was gonna be, you know, the picket fence and all the things that we dream of in life. But something happened. JP Morgan sold the division of the bank that I worked for, the stock division, back to a company in New York City. So if you're keeping up with the story, that meant I had a home that I had built in Delaware and a job in New York City. That meant I had a commute to work. And I commuted 3 hours via Amtrak to work and 3 hours back home. So I got up before the sun came up and got in a Toyota Camry, drove to New York City, worked 8 to 10 hours a day, got back in that Toyota Camry and came home. And it took my life away. And, you know, you can calculate it. If you're commuting 8 hours a day and working commuting 6 hours a day, working 8 to 10 hours a day, you have no life. And I started to realize that, and it wasn't fun anymore. And one day, there's always, you know, the straw that breaks the camel's back is so simple. I commuted to work and I always reported directly to the vice president. But you know how sometimes they bring in that middle level manager? And that's exactly what she tried to be, a middle level manager. And I got in late because the train was late. And I walked in, I put a bagel on my desk and I started eating my bagel. And she came over to me and she goes, "I don't really think you should be eating the bagel at your desk." I said, "You're complaining about me eating a bagel on my desk?" And she said, "Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's time to go to work." And I said, "Well, you know what? Today is my last day." Just like that, I made a decision. And she said, "Excuse me?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, today is it. I'm out." And she said, "Well, you'll have to go down to Human Resources." So she made the appointment. I went down to Human Resources and I told them I was leaving. This is going to be my last day. And they didn't even let me go back. Now, I worked at JP Morgan for 15 years. They didn't even let me go back to my desk and pick up my personal things. Because in the banking world, they're afraid you're going to do something. So they escorted me out of the building. And I am where I am today because of that negative experience.
Wow, what a story. I can hear that story 50 million times and it still just blows my mind because, you know, people are still experiencing that today. I know even my own daughter is dealing with managers who aren't half as brilliant as she is, but because they were there first or because they had a connection or whatever the deal is, they feel like they can tell you what to do. And some things are just, but you know, I look at it as a God thing, Mrs. Pomfield. It's like, had that not happened, all of the people, the thousands and thousands of people, not just in the country, but you traveled the world. How many people would not have been touched had you been allowed to eat that bagel? How you about ever it? Think about that?
Yeah, every time I eat a bagel, I think about it. Every time I tell the story, I see her face. It wasn't her that did it. It was the complete circumstance. And to your point, you said a godsend. Sometimes things are put in your path that make you change. And that's what happened to me. And I'm glad I had a pillow to fall back on, because I had mentors who were entrepreneurs who had already showed me there's other things you can do. All that did was say, I'm going to take it. I'm going to go and do something else. And it worked.
So now that you were gone from from JP Morgan, and you entered into this world of network marketing, tell me about that transition, because I was there, not at the very beginning, but I came shortly thereafter. I'm going to tell a little story about how I met you, because I think it's a very funny story. I met Mrs. Pomfield through my sister, actually, Tracy Ray. And Tracy was working at the Port Authority with a gentleman named Howard Mosley. Do you remember that? And Ms. Pomfield always tells this beautiful story about how she went to this meeting at Howard's house, and Tracy was the only one who showed up, because that happens in network marketing. But she served the room like she always does. But the only difference was she thought my sister was asleep through the whole presentation, which we do. You know, we rest with our eyes closed. Tracy and I are known for that. And she said, when she finished, Tracy raised her head up and said, I'm in. And just shocked the heck out of her, because she thought she was shocked.
I didn't think she heard anything. But you know, I learned just present. Just share the opportunity. And sure enough, Tracy said, yeah, I'm going to do it. And that's how it all started.
That's how it started. Well, long story short, Tracy comes home, because we're living together at the time, and said, I invited Miss Pomfield. I'm like, first of all, I got an attitude. I'm working in pharmaceuticals. I think I'm the stuff. You know, I was a Girl Scout cookie mom. You know, I was making good money. I had touched network marketing, but I was done with it. And I said, they can come here, but I'm not getting in anything. And make sure they buy some Girl Scout cookies. And here come these three New Yorkers. And at that time, the women were wearing the white collars. Remember, y'all had the white collars flipped up and the cuffs.
And collars up and the blue suits. And we were doing our thing.
And they I came in, I looked at them, and I walked up the steps, because you know I could be a little bit but I come from a long line of nosy women, and I sat at the top of that steps, and I heard her speaking, and something was drawing me down the steps. By the time she finished, I was sitting at the bottom of the steps, just like Tracy, like, I'm in, right? And the rest is history. Well, as we say, herstory. But back to, that's how we met. Back to you. Tell me about this network marketing experience. You know, coming from banking, what was that like for you getting in that industry? Because a lot of people talk crazy about it, but you've had a great experience.
I did. I had two uncles who had made millions in the industry. And here's what I knew. I knew if they could do it, I knew I could do it. Because I knew them. They were just regular people. In fact, one of my uncles who was extremely successful borrowed the money to start his business from me. So wow. I always felt like his millions should have been mine. He's brilliant. I mean, I take nothing away from him. He is an amazing mentor. I still do business with him to this day. But he understood the industry. He knew what it took to have success. And he threw me into the water. You know how sometimes you want to swim and somebody just pushes you in? That's what he did. I never thought I would be a presenter. I didn't have immediate success, but I stayed around the industry. And then I sponsored one of my friends, and she started to take off. Now, that's something about me. If you could do it, I could do it. And she hit a corporate position. And the very next month, I hit the corporate position, and I never stopped from then. And the money just started happening. And I started to understand a couple of things. I started to understand the 40-hour work week made no sense, because people were making so much money outside of the 40-hour work week. And if you're listening, ask yourself, if you're still in that arena, I have no judgment on it because it serves a purpose, but do you really work 40 hours a week? Very few people don't. And I started doing network marketing, and I was spending 2, maybe 5 hours a week, and I was making significantly more money. And I was having fun, and I was traveling the world, and I was truly helping people. And it just turned into this amazing, it is life changing. Now, unlike some people, I'm still in network marketing. I do understand the world has shifted, and I keep up with the trends and the different, So the industry is the same. The way in which you do what we used to do has shifted. And I just like to be, you know, I move with the cheese. There's nothing that people do in this country that doesn't involve sales. So if anybody ever tells you, oh, I would never do network marketing, it's just a lack of understanding, or perhaps the way they were trained to do it, they didn't like. But you can find ways to do this in any fashion, particularly in this new age of social media and digital marketing. There's so many things you can do to impact the world. So I love what I do. Absolutely. And I get to meet people like Dori Ray. We have become the closest of friends through the industry. When I think back, that's one of the brightest parts of network marketing is the association base that you can develop, because your the height that you grow in life has everything to do with your association. And when you're in business with people with like minds, it keeps you going. It broadens your horizons. You learn from them. They learn from you. Nobody's better than the other. We're just out here changing the world. And that's what I love.
Absolutely. Let's take, you mentioned some things that rang some bells for me. Let's take a trip down memory lane, because would it be safe to say your career really, I mean, took off at the beginning of the forming of the Mad Team? Can we talk a little bit about the Mad Team? Because that Mad Team, we say Mad Team for life. So I am still a member of the Mad Team. I don't think you have to fight your way out. You know, there's no getting out of the Mad Team. So if there's anybody here today who has once ever been a member of the Mad Team, you're still a member of the Mad Team as far as we're concerned. But most people, it's amazing in the network marketing industry because of the way we built. It wasn't a social media thing. We were formed back in the days when it was still belly to belly, and nobody belly to belly better than the Mad Team. So I'm going to put a picture up here on the stage, and I want you to talk about how you formed this organization that it spans the world, and what this means to you and why you've done so well because of the Mad Team.
Absolutely. It was a group of us who formed the organization called the Mad Team. And mad, people think we're angry. And truth be told, that's where we started off. We were mad that we weren't living the lives of our dreams. We knew it was possible. We didn't know how to achieve it. And so we came up with Mad Team because it stands for making a difference. But it could also stand for make a decision to make a dollar so you can make a difference. So we built it on four pillars. And when I think of the pillars, I had the opportunity last year to go to Greece, and I went to the Areopagus, and I saw, you know, that Areopagus, those pillars are still standing thousands of years later. And it just brought to mind this vision. But I had already created this graphic without ever seeing what was going on in Greece. We are now 22 years old. And the first pillar was we wanted to renew the spirit of the entrepreneur, give back, you know, inside of all of us, we know we can do it. So we want people to understand that you do have control. You decide what you're going to do in life. You can be an entrepreneur. That's the way life started. People worked for themselves. So that was pillar number one. The second pillar was we wanted to use our experience, not selfishly. So we chronicled every step on the ladder to success, so that other people can climb and have the exact same success. So it wasn't about us doing it so that everybody could look at us and say, oh, you did it. No, we wanted a succession of success. I always say, success happens for you. Significance is when you can transfer it to someone else. The third pillar is financial education. And Dori can speak to this. We're big on, you gotta change your mind about money. Everything we all learn at, oh, you know, it's not in the cards for us. Money don't grow on trees, or saying things like I'm broke or I don't have the money. It's not allowed in our team. We learned the power of money. We learned the power of residual income. We learned that those things are not just fantasies. If you methodically do it, you can achieve it. Where when you stop, the money keeps coming. So we read, we have probably read 100 books as a team. Millionaire Mind, Robert Kiyosaki, John Maxwell. I mean, I could go Jim Rohn, all of it. We're big on changing the mindset. And then the pillar we hung our hat on is health. Because without your health, what do you have? I saw a video recently that said you could have 1,000 problems until you have a health problem, and then you only have one.
Wow.
It's true, Dory. You can have 1,000 problems and just, you know, everything is coming from everywhere. And then you get a health problem, you only have one, because you'll do anything to get back to that place called healthy. And so that's where we hung our hat. That's what I'm doing now. I'm helping people to shift their paradigm from waiting until they get sick to do something about their health, and instead taking care of their health while they have it. So I'm helping people who have lost the measure of health, and I'm helping people who are healthy to shift their paradigm to taking care of it while they have it.
That is amazing, because you and I talk, and you know, I don't share a lot of things, but you know that I'm dealing with a health issue. And I always talk about, you know, that you're not supposed to speak things that you don't want to bring into your existence, but that thing becomes paramount in your life where you can't focus on other things because it's right in your face. That is a statement, you guys. She said, you can have 1,000 problems until you have a health problem. Then you only have one. Ms. Pomfield, that takes me right into my next conversation. I know when we first linked up, we were in telecom. We did ACN. I remember ACN. That was fun times. We traveled all over. That's when we used to take bus trips, and we flew to different cities, and the conventions were out of this world. I mean, this was before social media. I'm talking about true belly-to-belly network marketing at its finest, hotel meetings. Nobody did a hotel meeting like the Mad Team. We have rules, baby. We have rules. I mean, strict rules. You had to be dressed a certain way. You had to sit at that table a certain way. And if it wasn't happening, you got moved aside. There was a standard. There was a standard that still is around till today. And I appreciate that, because even as I went other places, I took that standard with me and lifted their standard. Because where'd you learn that? Oh, I learned that at the Mad Team. Where'd you learn to edify like that? Oh, I was taught that at the Mad Team. Where'd you read that? Oh, we read Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Some of the books we read, I still quote them, because I remember sitting in the groups and reading those books. And I'm going to get to health and wellness, because I want to spend some time, and I want to stay with my time friends. But I want to talk, before we go there, about discipline and how you disciplined the Mad Team with the 5:30 a.m. call.
Oh, I really have to. I cannot sit here and not give that back to my partner, because it was designed to get people to do something for 7 days. And we said, if you're serious, if you're a leader, if you want to go for it, you got to get on a call every day at 5:30 in the morning. And what happened is people got on the call. This is long before people came up with prayer calls and all these things that people do today. I still think it's a great habit. But 5:30 in the morning, we would have 100 people on a call about mindset. I remember one of the individuals it just went away from me, but your mindset is everything. And we started doing that. Eventually, we moved it to 6 a.m. And we are probably 15, maybe 20 years into still doing a 6 a.m. call about mindset. Because you can't do anything if you don't think right.
That's
right. Change your thinking, change your life. And it's a little bit redundant. But to Dory's point, these things have become part of us. Like, It's not like people say you can't have your cake and eat it too. We believe you can do both. You can have your cake and eat it. Like, what's the use of it? Rich people do both. We believe you constantly learn and grow. That's just something that, I don't know. There's so many people who never go through personal development, and as a result, their life is not what it could be. Dory gives me credit for mentoring her, but the truth is, everybody listening, it's already in you. You just sometimes need somebody to reach in and pull it out. The things that Dory is doing today, she's pulling out stuff in me that I didn't know was in me. Sometimes you get complacent and you start to say, oh, I'm good. Life is good. But it's good to be around people who constantly grow and see shifts and changes. And it awakens that in you as well. So I give it back to you, Ms. Dory Ray, for all that you're doing. That's helping me get to the next level now.
Well, I appreciate that. And I take that with a grain of salt, because we all know who the CEO of the world is. No, I'm just joking, because that's an inside joke too. So I want to show a few pictures before we move on, because we started, here's some pictures of the Mad Team, some of the Mad Team ladies. I remember those shirts and the support.
Actually in Japan. We were all in Japan.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. And tell me about some of the places that you've traveled. Let me show you this picture. This is one of my absolute favorite pictures of Mrs. Pomfield and her husband, Alex Pomfield, who is my favorite guy on the planet. I don't even know how she deserves to have him. He's absolutely wonderful.
He deserves to have me. But anyway, that was in China, the Great Wall of China. We had the opportunity. By the way, I've spent no money on these trips. Japan, China, Switzerland, Korea. I've been to Russia, Switzerland, Rome. I mean, Thailand. We rode elephants in Thailand. I've been to Tahiti multiple times, all over South America. Network marketing took me to all those places. Wow. And the company that I'm with, they reward you with trips that you don't have to pay for. So it's been, not only did it change my financial situation, it broadened my horizons to see the world. And the more you travel, you realize people are all the same. We're all doing the exact same thing. And we all want the same things in life. People want to be happy. So absolutely. I love to travel. That's a great perk to what I do.
I know that's right. I want to show this picture because if a picture was worth 1,000 words, this picture here, absolutely. I know this was taken in Mexico, right? Just recently.
I was in Mexico.
Tepic, Mexico. And I was supposed to be on this trip and I finagled my way out of it some kind of way. But this is Mrs. Pomfield in her element. She is asked to come all different places in the world and speak. And something behind her says, if somebody offers you and say that, what does it say, Valencia?
If somebody offers you an amazing opportunity, but you're not sure you can do it, just say yes and learn how to do it later. That was me. And that was said by Richard Branson, who is a billionaire, obviously. But that's the mindset. Sometimes we sit there and we think, sounds really good, but I don't know. Don't worry about that. Just say yes. That's where it starts. Say yes and then learn how to do what it takes to make it happen.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit. Let me come back in for a minute. I want to transition because I'm looking at the time and I don't want to miss anything. I told you this was going to be hard to keep within 30 to 40 minutes, but I want to talk about where you are now. I know that for 9 years, the bulk of your success has been in health and wellness. And mm-hmm. we did one thing, but for 9+ years, I don't know, maybe I'm going short. How many years were you with Tahitian Noni before it became different companies?
2006 to 2022.
Wow, while all of us were jumping around from company to company, Mrs. Pomfield was steady from 2006 to 2022 with Tahitian Noni International, where she was a champion for health and wellness, primarily through the Noni juice. And everybody mm-hmm. knows about Noni juice. We're not going to do a whole Noni dissertation, but the company did a split back in 2022, and Valencia went with Love Biome, which is the company that's run by Kelly Olson, who was a founder with Tahitian Noni. And I want you to talk a little bit because you talk about passion. She gets me every time. And because I know that she believes, she has stories, put on story. Tell us a little bit about why you're so passionate. I want to hear a little bit about what's going on in your family, why you're so passionate, and tell us a little bit about these products that you now promote and why you hang your hat on it. After all these years in health and wellness, I've never seen you this passionate about a product, almost to the point of tears, where you want to, she says, Dory, I just need the world to hear this. Forget about the money. I'm tired of people being sick. Let's talk about it, Ms. Pomfield. We got 10 minutes. Let's talk about this product.
I will. Or this. And I'm going to tell everybody, I'm talking from my heart. I'm not here to sell anybody anything. I totally believe in this message. Why? Because it's impacted my family. When my mom got ill, she came to live with me. So I was there up close and personal, very much like Dory. At our age, a lot of us are caretaking. We're dealing with our elderly parents. And let me just say to everybody who's going through it, I see you. I feel you. And just know that it is a privilege to be able to give back to your parents. It can be, you know, be taxing. You can feel it, the pressure of it. My sister and I are doing that right now. My dad is going to be 90. But in either case, my family was ravished by diabetes. Not they had diabetes. Diabetes was causing amputations. I had young cousins, first cousins, I mean, close relation, first cousins who had amputations and in a matter of years died from diabetes. I've had so many family members on dialysis. I've been to conferences just to understand what's going on with diabetes. And it's becoming prolific. In the United States, 50% of the population have diabetes. So it led me down this path. Why is everybody getting so sick? My mother used to tell me she never saw a fat person. She never saw anybody dealing with obesity. Why? Why is life changing? And if you go through the science, you start to understand all disease. I didn't come up with this. I wish I did, but all disease starts in the gut. You're hearing it, you're seeing it, but we're just hearing it and we're not internalizing. What does that mean? All disease starts in the gut. Well, in the, there's an ecosystem or little universe inside each of us called your microbiome. And it consists of hundreds of trillions of bacterial cells. I look at them as little soldiers who are designed to keep us well. Well, our guts are out of control and it comes from the foods that we're given in. And this is science. So just imagine if you have this environment that's supposed to run like this, but instead it's doing this, it leads to disease. And understanding that led me to what I'm doing today. We are a company that is pioneering the space to take care of your gut. And it's not just one product. I love Noni. And it does its purpose. I didn't leave because Noni wasn't good. But you need a diversity inside of your body to be able to handle the bacterial consistency that we have. And so our company designed a product called P84. And that's what Dory had on the screen. I'll show it to you. I don't know if you got, so it should be like this. 1 + 2 = 84. And I know this sounds so pitchy to me, but I'm not pitching you guys. I have seen from my own sister whose A1C was in the double digits, so high that she doesn't even like to say what it was. But her A1C was 13, went down to 11, eventually went down to 9. And this went on for years. The endocrinologist couldn't get anything to get her A1C down. She would be sitting there and just be shaky. Her glucose was at 500. Anyway, this product has helped her get her A1C down to 7. Now, she's not non-diabetic yet, but she's getting there. My nephew went to the doctor recently. His A1C was 6.9. He started using it. Now his A1C is 6. And they actually told him he's not considered diabetic anymore. And I could go on and on. There's so many stories from diabetes. My sister has Graves' disease. She couldn't get out of the bed. One of our good girlfriends has rheumatoid arthritis. They couldn't even walk. That's why I said you can have 1,000 problems until you have a health problem. To see them walking without apparatuses, without canes, these are, in my opinion, young people. And to see the difference that taking care of their gut makes. And it's not unique to any particular situation. I am in my 60s. I don't take any pharmaceutical medicine. So people would say, okay, well, what's your story? You know what my story is, Dory? And you relate to this. I was a sugar addict. I had to have sweet. If y'all don't know, Dory sneaks candy at night, okay? But the idea that I craved sugar, and sugar is the worst thing for your gut. Those of you that watch TV, if you have Comcast, you can go back on Hulu. Look at the Tamron Hall show 2 or 3 days ago. Dr. Gundry was on it, and he gave a good picture of what leaky gut does. And when you understand that, you will do something to fix your gut. You will do something. The lining of your gut is one cell layer thin. And it, if it gets little holes in it, those bad bacteria is into your bloodstream. Ladies, if you think it's okay not to go to the bathroom every day, you know what they say? If you eat 3 times, you should go 3 times. There's so many women who don't go but once a week. You are destroying. You are becoming a vessel where disease is growing. You got to take this message seriously. Now, again, I didn't come on the Dory on Purpose show to sell you, but I am passionate about this product. I did a meeting the other day. 80 people were in that room. And we went overtime because people were standing up and they were telling how they don't have floaters in their eyes and their blood pressure is better. And it sounds so perfunctory. Like everybody does this when they're selling something. But when you know the people and you see the shift and the change in their lives, you have to sit up and take notice. This product, there's not even a product for us to compare it to. So we're not in this, you know, this ocean of people who are all talking about the gut. We're outside of that. We're in the blue ocean. It is a one-of-a-kind product, 84 ingredients, 40 whole foods, 15 targeted probiotics, which, by the way, are key to fixing your gut. One-of-a-kind product that, in my mind, and not just mine, we have science, we have a scientific advisory board, microbiologists, they will tell you everybody needs it. This is not a one-off where, well, use it if you want to. Everybody needs it. So that's what I do now. I educate on gut health. I collect the stories and I share with everyone I know. I have young cousins in their 40s who are on the verge of going blind from diabetes. I did a call with just my first cousins, just my family. When you know that something has touched you, you're not it. I don't know how to say it. It feels different. So I'm very passionate about helping people take care of their health because, you know, there's a big difference. I want y'all to hear me clearly. Big difference between lifespan and health span. Lifespan is how long you live. Health span is how long do you live healthy.
Ms. Bonfa, you got to repeat that again for me. That was huge.
Lifespan is how long you live. Health span is how long are you going to live healthy? So you can live to 80, but the last 20 years of your life, you were not enjoying it because you weren't healthy. You want to be 85 and still can ride a bike. You want to be 85 and can still mountain climb and go out dancing. That's health span. So, you know, take my message seriously. And by the way, that's an original from me. But anyway, I thought about that because you got to ask yourself, how long do you really want to live? And the truth is you want to live as young as you can for as long as you can. Ooh, talk about diabetes. Dory, today in the United States, I know Dory had to deal with her dad and, you know, dementia and things like they now call dementia type 3 diabetes.
Wow.
So if you can't sleep at night, it's a gut problem. If you don't have energy, it's a gut problem. If your knee hurts, it's a gut problem. If you get headaches, it's a gut problem. The world is saying, go to the neurologist, go to the endocrinologist, go to the cardiologist, go to the gynecologist and the urologist. If you have erectile dysfunction, which you don't want to tell nobody about, it's a gut issue. And there are things you can do to make the quality of your life better. And yeah, am I passionate about it? Absolutely.
We can feel it.
Knows me who's not going to hear the message. Now, here's what I know. You're still going to do whatever you want to do. You have a budget for your cable TV. You have a budget for your car. You have a budget for your rent. What's your budget for your health? Are you sitting there letting the government dictate what you put in your body only as long as they pay for it through insurance? Well, they're only going to pay for pharmaceutical drugs, which all have side effects. What's your health budget? Let's wake up to I am responsible for my health span, not my insurance. I actually talked to insurance agents about this, Dory, and I said, why do you guys pay for the pharmaceutical drugs, but you won't pay to help us get healthy? You wouldn't pay for something that's given me everything I need from what God put on the planet. And he said, I can't talk to you about this right here, but you can call me, but you are absolutely right. That's what he said.
Wow.
I actually kind of embarrassed him, not intentionally. I know we got to go. But I was in the audience and I asked the question and he couldn't answer it. He came up to me afterwards and he said, you know, you are so right. We don't pay for you to eat healthy, which is really all you need to do. And that's what that product is. 40 fruits and vegetables, along with a whole lot more. It's actually 5 products in one. So I don't have time to get into it, but I'm telling you, it's real.
This is what I want to do, because, you know, every time we have this conversation, and we have it often, it rings for me, because especially this quote right here, lifespan, how long you live, health span. My father didn't drink, didn't smoke, played golf, played tennis, danced every week. But when that dementia hit him, that the last 5 years of his life, he didn't even know his own name. So he passed at 82, he just turned 83, but he really died at 77 because he was no longer my dad. So I get it. And as much as I want to keep going and going, we have to stay within our time frames. I want to let the audience know that if you want to follow Miss Palmfield, she does not really do social media the way I would like for her to do it. And we're working on that. So if you want to follow her on IG, it's coming. First of all, we want to reiterate that she is the CEO of the Making a Difference team. On IG, you'll see it scrolling down the bottom. You can reach her at The Real Valencia P. Now, Ms. Palmfield, can you give me your website? I'm going to type it in as you give it to me. So if they want to order this product or go learn about this product.
Yes, indeed. It is Mad Team with the number one .lovebiome.com.
All right, let's scroll that across the screen. So we got...
And you can follow me on Facebook, direct message me on Facebook. That's it, madteam.lovebiome.com.
Madteam1.lovebiome.com. On Facebook, you are Valencia Palmfield, correct?
I'm Valencia E. Slade Palmfield.
Valencia E. Say how, e. I'll say it how Kamal e. says it. I'll say it how Kamal says it. The whole thing. He said, I give you a whole government. But Mrs. Palmfield, I don't have enough words to tell you how much I love and appreciate you. If I shared everything that we've done together and been through, the ways that you've helped my family, the ways that I've helped, like we're here and it's for life. And we've endured hard times in our friendship. Our friendship stood the test of time. And I'm telling you, if you in your lifetime find a friend like Mrs. Palmfield, you're very blessed. Not only is she generous, she's intelligent, but she has remained grounded. Like, if you go out with her, don't expect her to be acting like the CEO of the world, because she's just a girl from Brooklyn. And I think I accidentally left that picture out. I may have done it on purpose.
Oh, it's okay. Brooklyn is, as I always say, Brooklyn is a blood type, you know. But you're right, Dory. I believe their relationships are invaluable. And I just appreciate you to no end. I really do.
I really want to find this one. Oh, here it is. I got to put this picture up before we go. Because more than anything else, she will always tell you. That's her love biome representation. But at the end of the day, she's just a girl from Brooklyn. A girl from the projects who God had a plan for. Who decided one day when she went into her job on Wall Street at JP Morgan that she was hungry and she wanted to eat a bagel because she had traveled for many, many hours to and from work. And that lady told her, not today. And you know what happened? Motivated by her pain. She was motivated by her pain, but I believe that God did. There we go. When I clap my hands, I must have some magic powers. So God had a plan. And I love that she said, you can have 1,000 problems. And I know many people on the live today, put some stars in the chat, some fire in the chat. You can have 1,000 problems until you have one health problem, just one, and everything else becomes insignificant because that becomes your problem. We talked a little bit more about the Mad Team and how she taught us that personal development is key. Like, if you are not working on your mindset, you need to start today because that is going to determine what your future looks like. She also said, whatever you're looking for, guys, it's already in you. Like, there's a lot of people waiting for somebody to endorse them. Melinda talked about this yesterday. Somebody's waiting for that tap on the shoulder. Tap your own shoulder if necessary. And My cat just said the interview is over. She said in one of her speeches, she said, if someone offers you an amazing opportunity, as many people sitting on the edge, afraid to jump. We're living in an economy today, Mrs. Pomfield, where a job is no longer the thing. Even that so-called good job, or even better, that good government job. I was talking to a common friend of ours this morning on the phone who worked for the post office for years. He said, they coming after us too. No job is a good job anymore. And if someone offers you an amazing opportunity, I know you don't know it all, say yes and then learn how to do it. We moved into the conversation about what she's doing now. And she reminded us, as we see it scrolling across the bottom of the screen, all disease starts in the gut. She's passionate about this thing. I watched her. I watched it affect her family. And I know that if she didn't make another dime, which that's not going to happen because she is about her bread, okay? But if she didn't make another dime, she would continue to spread this message about gut health. And you need diversity. I pulled up this book, Valencia, while you were talking. And I found this in Five and Below. It says 28 Days of Gut Health. And guess what it says? Diversity first and foremost. And your company didn't even write this book. So, nope. I mean, the word is out on the street. All of us are know. And it runs across the
story. Can I say one more thing?
You can. Absolutely.
I don't care what you're going through from a health perspective. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you have fibroids, endometriosis. I don't care if you have migraines. I don't care if you have reflux. I don't care if you have diabetes, if there's a real diagnosis. Look it up. For yourself, add the word gut microbiome, and you're going to find scholarly, peer-reviewed, clinically tested information that validates and verifies everything I said. That's why I love what I do. I don't have to sell you. You just have to be educated. When you know better, you should do better.
Mm-hmm. When you know better, you should do better. We're going to end it right here because this was the one that got me. This made me think about my father, almost brought me to tears. It says lifespan versus health span. And this is a Valencia Pomfield-ism. If you didn't hear her say it, lifespan is how long you live. Health span is how long you live healthy. Baby, I can relate to that right now because not feeling well will change the trajectory of your life. So you need to live as young as you can and as long as you can. She said so much. The last thing that we're going to say that she said is, what's your budget for your health? Like, we budget for everything else. We are vacationing and we're buying new cars and we're buying homes and we're doing all this stuff. But what? Don't just base your health based on what the government will pay for, because they're trying to get us up out of here.
Oh, you're not kidding.
At least it's healthy. So, Ms. Pomfield, this show has gone an hour today, which I knew it would. And for those in the audience, I know you stayed for the whole hour because this information is vital. This lady is an icon in the industry. I don't care if you know her or not. See, all of the icons are not the ones who make the most noise. Can we say that again? The icons are not always the people who make the most noise. It's the ones who make the greatest impact. And she has impacted lives all across the globe. I'm talking from Asia to Antarctica. I'm talking about North Philly to Nigeria. Baby, she's been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. So if you want to reach out to her, go to her website, madteam1.lovebiome.com. She is Valencia E. Slade Pomfield on Facebook and on IG. She is the real. Can somebody say the real Valencia P? Ms. Pomfield, I thank you so much for counting it not robbery to show up today after all we've been through, girl. I appreciate
hey,
you.
They don't need to know how hard this was to do, but I thank you. I sincerely thank you. I love that you are doing this. I love that she's doing it in Women's Month. You know, this is the month of women, the month of March, and Dory decided that she was going to profile the women who are making it happen. And there's a lot of us who are out here changing lives. And if you are a woman, I mean, who's on your grind and you're getting it done, kudos to you. I've loved the stories thus far. So even if you don't have time to watch now, make time later, listen to all these women. Because amazing what we can do together. We can change the world.
And the diversity. This is not all network marketing. We have people from all different backgrounds. So as we continue throughout the month, we're going to continue to tell her story. Come back every weekday in March at 1 o'clock. And hint, hint, clue, clue, we may not have a time to finish them all in March. We may need to take this thing into April. And with that being said, we say goodbye, good morning, good night, good evening, depending on where you are coming in from the one and only Dory on Purpose show. It's been a pleasure. Let's get out of here. Bye-bye.